Welcome to In the Studio, the podcast dedicated to empowering and elevating dance creatives like you. I'm your host, Aubrey Aries, and in each episode, we'll dive into practical tips, strategies, and inspiring stories to help you take your dance career or project to the next level. Whether you're a choreographer, dancer, producer, or in any other creative role, this is the place to learn, grow, and turn your passion into a success. Hey guys, and happy Wednesday. First, I just want to apologize because I did not post last Wednesday and some of you are holding me accountable and I really appreciate that. So for those that reached out and were like, did you not post on Wednesday? I did not. I'm sorry. I was living my best life in Oaxaca, really just taking in all of the experience of being there with EMDC and competing and watching all of our soloists. So I apologize. But at the same time, I did post it yesterday, so if you haven't listened to last week's episode, it is now posted. So today's episode is extra special because I'm going to be taking you behind the scenes of something deeply personal, and that's the story of how I built my company, EMDC. So let's get into it. The story behind EMDC, it definitely wasn't something I meticulously planned. In fact, it was born out of a moment of complete uncertainty. And at the time, I was working with a dance company, and just when I felt like I was starting to find my footing in the dance scene, everything changed. The company shut down. The owner decided he no longer wanted to run it, and just like that, it was over. I was devastated. I had invested so much time and energy only to feel like I was back at square one. But then I think something unexpected happened. A few of my dancers came up and said to me, "You should start your own dance company." And my immediate reaction was, "No, I can't do that." I think at the time the idea felt too big and it was extremely intimidating. But the more that I thought about it, the more it started to kind of make sense in my head. Like, what if I could do this? What if I just took a chance? And so I did. On June 1st, 2016, I officially started Empowered Movement Dance Company, also known as EMDC. It wasn't meant to be anything long-term, just a quick project to get us ready for the LA Summer Bachata Festival in August. That gave us about 2 months, and I launched EMDC with three teams, two bachata teams, a beginner and advanced, and a jazz team. My dance partner at the time, Miguel, who had originally been my student, stepped up and helped me lead the bachata teams. So together we choreographed, ordered costumes, and got our dancers festival ready. But I think something clicked because despite all of the challenges, balancing, you know, my health struggles, staying with family at the time, and not even having internet at home, I felt liberated. I felt free. Every day I packed up my things and I worked out of the Starbucks in Palos Verdes using their Wi-Fi to create a business plan. And I remember coming across one question, and that question was, what is inspiring you to start this company? And my answer was simple. I wanted to create a space where dancers could come and feel happy. That's why I named it Empowered Movement. I truly believe that dance has the power to empower us and to transform us. Movement itself is power. I also knew the kind of company I wanted to build. I looked to Alma Latina, Tijuana, a company that to this day still inspires me. The first time I saw Gabby and Sergio, the directors of Alma Latina, I saw them perform at the Reno Latin Dance Fest, and I was mesmerized. Like, I remember watching them perform and just being like, who is that couple? And how can I dance with them? And then I found out that they had an entire team, an entire company, and they had a pro team, Alma Latina Pro. And when they performed, they did Su Veneno. And I can't even explain to you how inspired I was to watch their team perform on stage, and the unity, the precision, the dancing, the technique. It's like they embodied everything that I always thought I was crazy for thinking of in my head. They like embodied it. And I was like, this is the team that I'm going to look to be inspired. And I did just that. They are the reason that I built EMDC the way that I did. And from the beginning, I was very clear with myself that I didn't want this dance company to be about a single person, you know, me, or just a dance couple. I really wanted to build something that was of a family base. And looking back and taking that leap of faith, I'm really glad that I did that. It was probably one of the best decisions I've made with the company. Now, when I started building EMDC, I didn't have this grand master planned. All I knew is that I wanted us to be a fusion team and that our core mission was to empower dancers to be great. Beyond that, I had no idea where this journey would actually take us. And looking back, I realized that one of the most defining aspects of EMDC and something that has truly shaped our identity was our contracts. And now I'm sure you're like, wait, what? Like, that's just so random. Like, your contracts, not your teaching skills, your technique, none of that. No, it was our contracts. And specifically because from the beginning, I knew the expectations I had, not for just myself, but for my dancers. And actually, I still have our very first EMDC contract. It was just one page long, which is very different than what our contract looks like now. But it covered the basics: show up on time, wear proper dance attire, communicate with your director. Very simple. But that document laid the foundation for everything EMDC has become. It created a standard. And it's an understanding that when you commit to this team, you commit fully. Even now, as we run teams with over 25 dancers, that structure still keeps us sane as leaders. And that is something that even my colleagues will come and ask me. I had a conversation at another festival a couple months ago, or maybe this was over a year ago, to be honest. And he came up to me and he was like, how did you do it? If I'm being honest, that's the question that I get a lot. How did you do it? How did you build something where you can keep people consistently coming to? And I'm thinking to myself, honestly, like, it's the contract, because had I not had a contract, it would just be a free-for-all. But now it's not. Like, there is actual consistency that happens and actual accountability that happens when you don't show up. So I think our structure and our contracts has been one of the most pivotal things that has come out of creating this brand. I also think that from day one, our values have been very clear and unwavering. We prioritize work ethic over talent. We've had some incredible dancers walk through our door, but if they bring the wrong attitude, they either find their way out or, even better, they evolve. And I've been around far too many egos in the dance world. I can spot one from a mile away, and trust me, there is a huge difference between someone who is humble and hardworking versus someone who lets their talent define them. And that expectation of humility and dedication has always, always, always been the cornerstone of our brand. I always tell the dancers, I can turn you into a good dancer, but I cannot turn you into a good person. Like, I am so intense about that. And now we literally say it all the time. Like, and it's crazy how things have worked out. You know, you have people that show up and you're like, oh my God, you're amazing. Like, I wish I had half the talent. But if their attitude is like yucky, it doesn't vibe with our group. Like, it just doesn't vibe with what EMDC is. And so I think that us valuing work ethic over talent has always helped us be and stay hardworking, humble, keeps our head down, all of the good things. Now, I think when it comes to the identity of EMDC, I think our identity is truly ever evolving. At its heart, EMDC has always been about creating a space where dancers can grow. But there's another piece I hadn't fully realized at the beginning when I started building this company. Dancers love to be held accountable. And that became a huge part of our culture, as I've stated, you know, a couple minutes ago or earlier in the podcast. And someone who helped me truly define and showcase EMDC's identity was Jeremy Meza. He started as our media guy, but he has become so much more to our brand. He captured our essence, the sweat, the training, the focus, the relentless drive, and translated that into powerful, powerful visuals for our media. Whether that was through videos, photos, live streams, collages, he knew how to tell our story and to make people feel like they were there in what was happening within our studio doors. And at the end of the day, we were just hardworking dancers, still are very hardworking dancers who put our heads down, train, and show up when it's time to perform. And honestly, I like to think that that is who we still are, just much more on a bigger scale now. So I give a lot of credit to Jeremy in the sense of our early years, because he really wrapped a bow around who we were outside of the studio doors and was able to translate that, you know, through our media. And I don't think him or I realized what he was actually doing at the time until I'm like sitting here reevaluating and thinking like, him and I were already working together before recognizing that we were working together. And I think that that's what has made the bond consistent within EMDC, because we understood each other on that level of our artistic outlooks. Wow, I really got my tongue twisted in that one. Now, speaking of our media, you know, Jeremy and all of the people that have worked under Jeremy, our media has always done very good at just like sharing the great things that EMDC is doing. But at the same time, there's also been a lot of challenges that, you know, the company and myself have faced, and some I expected and some I never saw coming. And one of the first struggles that I saw as a challenge myself was stepping into a cultural scene that I didn't fully understand yet. Now, this is getting real personal, because dance for me has always been about the passion. It's something I did because I was good at it, and most importantly, because it made me happy. Now, when I found bachata, it took me a while to realize that this dance wasn't just movement, that it was a culture, that there was a culture behind the movement that I was dancing. And it had history, it had layers, and it has deep emotion that I wasn't immediately in tune with. I struggled to bridge that gap between training and culture, but through the years, I was fortunate to have people, some with a lot of patience and some with a lot of judgment. But those people helped me learn, adapt, and understand. And because of that journey, I do my best to bring both elements into EMDC, the discipline of training and also the soul of the culture. Another challenge that I faced was being the leader. Running a company of this magnitude can be overwhelming, leading so many people while carrying the pressure of making the right decisions and trying to please everyone and keeping things moving forward. It's been difficult, and I've made some really great decisions that have leveled up EMDC, but I've also made some really bad decisions and have made mistakes that have either let people down or worse, hurt people. And sometimes I was doing that without realizing. But here's the thing, mistakes are a part of growth. That's actually one of the reasons I started this podcast. It was to remind other entrepreneurs that messing up is okay. And as long as you learn from it, you know, you have to learn from your mistakes. And boy, have I learned. And I'm still learning. We are all still learning. I don't think I've ever woken up in the past 9 years and thought to myself, wow, my company is perfect. Hell no. But what I do know is that every day I do my best, we do our best to be closer to that vision. So that has also been a very challenging journey that, you know, I've been on. Now, if I had to share the hardest challenge that I faced with EMDC, it would be falling out of love with EMDC. And this one's hard to talk about, because from 2016 to 2022, my life revolved around EMDC. You know, I was teaching, I was leading, traveling, evolving, thriving. And my weeks were packed with classes and rehearsals. My weekends were spent at events. My nights were working, you know, of dancers asking questions. And my mornings were spent on the phone walking through, you know, the next event with other promoters. It's like I had zero boundaries and I was working 24/7, pouring everything into EMDC at the expense of my own well-being. And at the same time, I was building leaders within the company, but I wasn't ready to let go of control and give them the positions that they deserved. And in trying to hold everything together, I was slowly drowning the very thing that I had built. I was sick with stress, I was ignoring my health, and I was fighting internal battles that no one saw. And on top of that, I was trying to build a future with my boyfriend, who's now my husband, and I had zero time to actually be present in that relationship. And then one day I woke up and I thought, I can't do this anymore. And in September of 2022, I made the hardest decision of my life, and I chose to step away from EMDC. It's hard to talk about it because I just remember very clearly how hard it was for me to get up every day and to be present for everyone who I felt like relied on me. It still is hard to talk about because I wish I would have taken care of myself so I hadn't gotten to that point within the company. So, sorry for my tears, but I made the decision to step away, and the original plan was truly to shut it down spring of 2023. I was done. I was done doing everything, you know. I didn't know what to do other than to just shut it down. But then, by the grace of God, Jeremy, the same Jeremy I mentioned earlier, our media guy, he called me and he said, "I'll take it over." And at that point, I had nothing left to give. I just needed to rest. I needed to get my personal life together. I needed to finally take care of me. And Jeremy supported that decision and took EMDC over like a king. And that season, he led the company to World of Dance, and it became one of our most successful years. And not just because I was gone, but because the company needed fresh energy. While Jeremy, Alyssa, Diego, Brenda, Bree, Alex, Mauricio, Kathy, and Edward led the company, I was able to focus on myself. And from February 2023 to October 2024, Jeremy and the team led the company fiercely. And at that time, I got married and I had a baby. And I'm really grateful to the directors, to Jeremy, to everyone that made that happen, that gave me my time to get myself together because I really needed it. Now, coming home to EMDC, I'll be honest, this part is even more emotional because for so long I carried the belief that no one would ever love EMDC the way I do. I thought that if I stepped away, it would crumble, but I was so wrong. My team, our team, became stronger than ever. Our company thrived. And for the first time, I got to witness the foundation I built flourish in the hands of people that I love the most. In October of 2024, I returned. I took on the role of directing the directors while Jeremy continued running the company next to Brenda and Alyssa so that I could ease myself back into this. It hasn't been easy, but it has been so worth it. I'm not going to lie though, it's a hard season for me specifically because I'm returning, but also because now I have new titles under my belt. Like, I'm not teaching anymore, but I'm also running, you know, the company next to Jeremy, Brenda, Alyssa. And at the same time, I'm also a wife now, and I'm also a mom. And so trying to find the balance in that has been hard, but it's also been extremely eye-opening because listen, I'm just going to be honest. I didn't see a future where I could have everything that makes me happy. You know, my dance company, a husband that supports me, and also showing up to be a good wife and a good mother. And I'm being very honest about this because, again, going back to just conversations that I've had with my peers, you know, it's a lot of like, how did you do it? And I wish I could sit there and explain all of it, but it would take days to get through like the struggle that it's been, the mental struggle interpersonally, the struggle and externally, like the struggle, you know, to let go of control of the company. Like it was. But it now is. And for anyone listening to this that doesn't see everything working out, it will. It will work out. As long as it's meant to be, it will work out. But that also means being extremely honest with yourself and making, you know, some hard decisions so you can get there. I'm truly in awe of what this company has built and the work that we've put in. This week, we're holding auditions for our 19th season of EMDC, and it's completely sold out. I don't share that to sound cocky. I share this because 23-year-old me could never have imagined this. Back then, I was just trying to keep my dream alive. I had no idea it would turn into something that would sustain, grow, and thrive for nearly a decade. And so I say this to you, the young entrepreneurs, the new entrepreneurs, the dreamers, the dancers who wonder if they can build something real. You can. The road to success never stops. You just keep hitting your milestones. And when you do, celebrate them. I remember the first big milestone we ever hit as ENBC. It was signing on 25 members to the company. And that felt like a huge deal at the time. And now that number is much higher. It's much bigger. But I still look back at that moment and think, damn, good job. Our first ever competition, it was a small social in Orange County. And the winners won free passes to another event. And when EMDC won the passes, that was like, that was it. Like, if you were on EMDC when we won the passes to a festival, like, we walked away as if we won our first world championship. It was just so amazing to fight for something together. Now, of course, we win world championships. And before that, you know, we won those passes. But we became this. We were just a group of hungry dancers putting in the work, showing up, and believing in something bigger than ourselves. And even though EMDC is in an upward trajectory, we never forget our roots. We keep each other grounded. We remind dancers of how hard we've worked to get here because it's all part of the journey. And that journey is still going. Someone called me last week. Someone called me last week. I was in Oaxaca. They called me last week and they're like, what more can this company do? What is the future of EMDC? And our goal for the future is truly to just stay who we are. Hardworking dancers who are here for the journey, who are here to continue to bring opportunities to dancers, not just within our company, but also outside of our company, who want to push the limit of what Latin dance can do, who's going to push the limit of what any dancer can do. I think that that's what makes EMDC so different, is that we are just always pushing each other. And when you push each other, we push the limit, we push the bar. And I'm excited for these upcoming seasons. I'm excited for season 19. I can't believe that it's been 19 seasons. And we're celebrating our 20th season this September, which is insane to me. But I'm just excited that we keep putting in the work. That's really what it is. So again, I can't tell you how long EMDC will go for, but as of right now, we're not going anywhere. And just like any other business evolves, we continue to evolve as dancers, as leaders, and as people. And by the time this episode drops, we'll be in the midst of auditions, welcoming the new generations of dancers into our EMDC family. We just returned from Mexico with 40 dancers, and we didn't come back empty-handed. We brought home 5 championships. So proud of us. And on a personal note, I have to say this because this is important. I'm 10 months postpartum, and I was really nervous getting back on stage. I decided last minute that I would step in with one of the teams and our power team and compete with them. And I was nervous because, you know, I haven't competed since 2022, and I definitely haven't competed or performed with a team in a long time. So I really worked my butt off to make sure that I was strong standing next to our power team. And being 10 months postpartum, you know, you go through these, can I do it? Can I not do it? How do I look in costume? You know, how do I feel? Is my stamina still good? Like, all those things were going through my head, but I just want to put it out there. I killed it. And not just from a naked eye, like from someone that doesn't, you know who EMDC is or whatever, but for myself, I killed it for myself. I felt so good on stage, dancing next to our power team, dancing next to my directors, Alyssa Lalo, you know, holding it down for EMDC. And I was proud of myself for getting back up on stage just 10 months after having a baby. So to any moms out there who need the push, or anyone who's wondering if they can still chase their passion, if they can still show up for themselves, let me tell you, you absolutely can. And if there's one thing I want you to take away from this episode, it's that everyone can do it. Everyone can show up for themselves. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was very personal. It was very hard for me to, you know, get up and share all of this. But I do it because I hope it inspires and I hope it helps people not feel alone, because there was many of times that I was in, you know, the middle of the company and dance journey and dance career and all those things where I didn't really have anyone to turn to. So I hope that this helps you. I hope, you know, it makes you feel supported. And if you ever need anything from me, you know where to find me at FulloutObs on IG, AubreyAries.com, or just find me on EMDC or at the EMDC studio. I'm around. But until then, stay creative, stay inspired, and I'll see you in the studio. Bye, guys.